pro-democracy protesters take to the streets, angry that Chief Executive Carrie Lam banned them from wearing face masks. She claimed the ban would help quell violence. It's done the opposite. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, this is the day the leading edge of cooler air moves through the state with showers and thunderstorms, we hope, ahead of it, especially by this afternoon and into the evening hours. High today will be in the upper 80s. Much more comfortable air behind the front tomorrow. We'll hold on to a small rain chance tonight and tomorrow. The highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, but very low humidity. Comfortable at night, low to mid 60s, and near 60 by Thursday night. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Enjoy delicious meat and three lunches that change daily and great burgers and salads at Peyton's Place. Check out Facebook for daily menus and use their drive-thru window for call-ahead orders. Don't forget that Peyton's Place offers catering. Peyton's Place on the Atlanta Highway across from Faulkner and now open Sundays for lunch.
Paging. Deborah Clifford, you need to call 396-5477 within the hour for your chance to win a $1,000 gift card to Dillon Rings on Brown Springs Road. Again, Deborah Clifford, call 396-5477 to win this $1,000 gift card. You're the latest name in the name game, so this is your chance to qualify. Call 396-5477. So, gentlemen, Jack,
yeah?
We still have Stephen Reed here in the studio.
Yeah, we got a couple more minutes because we want him to have a full hour because David Woods will get one at 11. So kind of tell us, kind of wrap it up. What is your, if you had to make a little pitch here, 2 or 3 minute pitch, what would it be? Why people should vote for Stephen Reed?
Well, I think people should vote because I've been trusted. I've been tried in the probate court. We've proven that we can work with our county commission. We've proven that we can move the ball in the public sector and the government sector. And that's different than the business side. It just is because government operates a lot differently, and we've been proven that we can work with our state leaders as well as our congressional leaders in this community to build a more effective probate court. And our vision for the city is one that stands around opportunity. And that opportunity is something that we want everyone to have in this community, regardless of their neighborhood, to be able to go to a great public school, to be able to have access to a job that pays a livable wage, and also to make sure that we're expanding our economic footprint and we're supporting our small businesses and our entrepreneurs right here. And we have to understand that in order for us to grow, we have to invest and we have to fertilize this community in a different way. And I believe that we have the potential to do whatever we want to do if we will just realize all of those things. And I think if we can lead by faith as opposed to fear, then we'll have a better chance to succeed as a community. And we certainly have built the broadest base coalition of any campaign. We are excited about the energy and the response that we have, and we feel great not only about finishing first out of 12 candidates in the primary with 42%, but we are excited about the support that we've received from people who didn't vote for us in that first race. We're going to continue to build on that vision through tomorrow, and we want to make sure that we unite the city after tomorrow and we come together with a common vision of making this community great for everyone and being a mayor for everyone that's here. Whether they agree or disagree, we want to see the city flourish, and there's nothing that's going to stop me from doing that. This is my hometown. It's where I was born and raised and came back to, and this is where my wife and our kids have grown up, and we want to continue to invest in that future, not just for ourselves, but for others as well.
Okay, one quick question. What about the relationship between the mayor's office and Maxwell Air Force Base, vital to the city of Montgomery? Do you commit to really working with those folks and
absolutely
basically kissing their butts?
Hey, listen, we're going to work with them, definitely. We'll do what we have to do to keep them happy. And I think we're with General Cotton, who's done a great job
He's a great guy.
Over the last couple of years, or whoever the next general that comes in, we're going to work with them and make sure we're doing the things necessary, not only to maintain that relationship, but to grow it and to make sure we maximize it, along with our state government leaders, as well as our, those private sector leaders that are involved here in our universities. Those are great assets that any community would be thrilled to have, and so we want to make sure that we have a great relationship with them, and we're doing some things imaginatively to maximize the results there.
Okay.
Well, and if you are elected mayor, will you come back? We're having Todd on usually once a month.
Once a month.
We'd love to have you back. Stay in touch with the folks.
Oh, definitely. I look forward to the opportunity to come talk about a lot of the ideas that we have and a lot of the initiatives we've talked about in this campaign. And I look forward to working with the city council and bringing back some of those conversations that we're having about how to make this city a much better community for everyone. And we want to put it on the growth track, and we want to make sure we change the narrative that's not one rooted in the history as much, but one that is rooted in the future that we have before us.
All right. Well, you've done a great job this morning. We appreciate having you on, and I appreciate your taking time to be with us.
Thank you for the invitation.
Good meeting you, too, Steve.
You're welcome back anytime if you're successful tomorrow.
Thank you so much.
Right. Thanks, Stephen.
Folks, we've got to hit this break. More news and views coming up. There's a lot of international news. A second whistleblower and something about Kurds, not the Kurds at the fair, Kurds with a K. And
everybody's disappointed about those Kurds at the fair.
Erdogan's going to invade them or something. It's a big mess. We'll be right back.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Mr. Sandman.
This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and if you haven't heard, I am closing my Millbrook store. Everything must go. Mattresses, box springs, beds, headboards, adjustable bases, lift recliners, bed frame, bedroom furniture, odd chest and nightstands, cabinets and odds and ends have to be liquidated. This is my Millbrook store only, but many great markdowns are available in Montgomery and my two stores on the Atlanta Highway. Whether you want a nice budget set for your guest room or small children or a premium set for yourself, you must shop Mr. Sandman. We offer more choices. Mattresses actually in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery, and the lowest prices on comparable quality. Serta, Jameson, Beautyrest, and other great factories are all on sale during the Millbrook store closing sale. Let's make it clear. The Montgomery stores are having a fantastic sale, but they are not closing. Financing and delivery are available. We are on Highway 14 next to the Citgo in Millbrook and on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstore is open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday. No hoes, layaways, or returns.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
The Capital City Club invites you to spend a formal evening with them as they host the first ever Fur Ball and Art Auction on Friday, November 2nd at 7 p.m. This evening, benefiting the Montgomery Humane Society, will feature a silent auction, hors d'oeuvres, drinks, and an incredibly unique live art auction. The twist on the art up for auction? The canvases were first decorated by some pretty great paws. Cats, dogs, even a kangaroo jumped into the paint before the artist got their hands on them to create a one-of-a-kind work of art for you to enjoy. This event is open to the public and formal attire is required. Dress to the nines for your favorite canine or feline and enjoy a night of delicious food, great fun, and unique art at the Fur Ball and Art Auction. Get your tickets now by visiting classic.als.neb/Capital City Club Montgomery or follow the Capital City Club on Facebook. The Fur Ball and Art Auction, Saturday, November 2nd at the Capital City Club.
Who we make mayor of Montgomery matters. Probate Judge Stephen Reed spent $22,000 of our money on trips to ski resorts, beaches, and big cities. Reed hired a disbarred attorney to run the August election. Reed accepted money from a convicted criminal he called a lifelong friend. Montgomery needs a mayor we can trust. Montgomery needs David Woods. David Woods will clean up rundown buildings, punish drug dealers, and put police precincts in every neighborhood. I trust David Woods. He's not in anyone's pocket.
I'm David Woods. My only special interest is Montgomery. Better schools, less crime, and more jobs.
If you voted for Crowell, Love, Dean, or Davis, on October 8th, vote for David Woods. He'll be a mayor Montgomery can trust.
Paid for by David Woods from Montgomery, 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar, and I just want to tell you, if you're in business or got an event coming up and want to do some advertising, wisely spent dollars are spent down here at Blue Water Broadcasting. All the guys are nice, easy to work with, and I see results, I guarantee you.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
If you have a name, then you have a chance to win one of five great prizes.
Play the name game with Blue Water Broadcasting, and you could win a $1,000 gift card from Dylan Rings.
Winning is easy. Register online at our station website. We'll call out names all week long. Play the name game and win incredible prizes.
From Dylan Rings and Blue Water Broadcasting.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
There are those that think I'm a very stable genius.
And then there are those that are ready to blow the whistle on you, Mr. President. That story, a second whistleblower and more. Now international news, moves being made in Syria by President Trump and more. Here on News and Views, Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. But Jack, man, we went right into it. Right into an interview. We didn't even get a chance to say hello, really.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
How's your family?
What's left of them, I guess they're doing okay.
What did you think of our interview there with Stephen Reed?
I think he did an excellent job.
Likewise.
A little long-winded is his answers, but other than that... I think he articulated a vision for what he wants to do as mayor.
Right.
I think he made a very good case for himself.
I agree.
I thought he made some very good arguments.
And so the city budget's around $250 million, I'm thinking.
I can't even remember. I used to know it.
So a $15 million line for the city schools. That's the one thing I want more details on. Because I think more resources certainly can help our schools, but MPS is still under that intervention. And so I'm open to the conversation is my point, because it is so bad. It's like when we talked to Charlotte Meadows last week about LEED and the new charter school. It's like any approach, I'm willing to listen. Because I refresh my memory on where reading proficiency is, math proficiency, the ACT scores once kids are getting closer to college. It's not good, folks. And it's not good... in the sense that it won't serve these kids' futures well if they don't have other options or if they're not getting what they need. And some of that, I think, will be more money to the schools, but I think some of that will be mentoring, and that's where the community centers. And so generally, I liked what Stephen Reed had to say. I thought he was very eloquent in the way he was talking about his vision, as you just laid out. But we will be having David Woods on at 11.
11 o'clock, and we will we will see what his final thoughts are going into the last day of the campaign.
Well, and of course, let's be clear. I'm not enthusiastic about more taxes, especially generalized taxes, though I didn't hear that in our conversation with Stephen. So I didn't hear anything about, say, occupation.
Well, he mentioned occupation.
He did mention occupation. Oh, no. Well, but that's arguments to be had, and that's a good thing about local politics. It's people actually being able to sit down and talk about these ideas. So we'll see, and we'll see who wins. But again, David Woods on today on the program at 11, his last shot. For us, I think, and there will be other shows here on News Talk getting folks and candidates
in. We had a caller named Loretta that we didn't get to. She got a little impatient. I don't blame her, but because Stephen did did give some long answers. But anyway.
Well, let's see. This is on line one. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
This is G-Man.
Hey, G-Man, how you doing?
How are y'all doing?
Nice.
Hey,
a couple of quick things.
I'm an old man, and I've been following politics a long time, but I just chimed in and got the last statement by Mr. Reed. The word invest in Montgomery is code word for taxes. Now, I'm just telling you, taxes are going to go up if you put this man in office. Now, I'm sure he's a nice man. Never met him.
For sure.
But that's just my quick take. Secondly, on a shorter note, this show has gone from good to fabulous. There's no bickering. There's no arrogance. It's just smooth. It's I just can't say enough nice things about it. So I enjoy the conversation now. I love listening to your show. Y'all rock on.
Well, thank you so much, G-Man. That means an awful lot.
Appreciate that call.
Well, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. At 272-9228 if you want to join in. And I'll take calls like that all day.
Well, but, you know, he may not be wrong about Stephen, probably. Yeah. I mean, and I don't think he shied away from it too much.
No.
I think he was kind of direct about it. And there are a lot of people out there who say to me, Todd has spent like a drunken sailor. And then the next person's going to have to deal with it. Well, maybe so.
Well, he didn't spend as much as Mayor Bright, though. So, I mean, if we're comparing them to Emory Fulmer, from the little bit I know, everybody's
who spent
like a
nothing.
Right.
Who spent nothing, and certainly not on downtown. But we do have Anita Fulmer to thank for the zoo.
Yeah. Well, and for me, and you heard in my question, Stephen, ideally for me, it comes out of growth. That we don't raise taxes on the general population, certainly don't raise taxes, and you get most of your money from growth and increases in things like tourism. And I think that's exactly what Mayor Strange has done with the lodging tax and so many other things. So we'll see. And this is, again, room for conversation here in local politics. Thank God. Compared to the national scene, this is much more pleasant. But let's go back to the phones, 272-9228. You're on the air. Who's this?
JR.
Hey, JR, what's up?
Hey, I was like the other guy. I got in on the tail end of the conversation, and I certainly picked up on taxes are going to increase. But I want to look at education just a second. You know, as far as I'm concerned, we always hear that we got to spend more money on education. When is there going to be accountability? When are we going to get teachers that can teach, teachers that want to teach? When are they going to, I mean, our kids are not stupid. We got some teachers that can't teach, don't want to teach. They just there. You can't get rid of them. I'm all for education, but we can throw all the money he wants to at teacher salaries, and it ain't going to help.
Well, I don't disagree with what you're saying. That is a concern. I think it's a legitimate concern. I think that what you have to do is reward the good teachers rather than giving across the board. And AEA always fought that. When Paul Hubbard was there, he never wanted teacher testing.
Or merit-based pay.
Right. He never favored that because, I mean, he was not. And he would tell you, I don't represent students. I represent teachers. And I'm out here fighting for what's best for my members. But I agree. I don't think that every teacher deserves a raise.
Well, and I think, unfortunately, J.R., a lot of that fight would be in the state legislature and not for the mayor's office.
Well, if he's going to chip in City of Montgomery money.
Oh, sure. Right.
I mean, yeah, know, there ought to be some strings attached to it. I totally agree.
Yep.
Well, you know, we need some teacher accountability. I know some great ones, but the great ones that I know that there's a lot of them around them that are just, they're not worth shooting if you want to know the doggone truth about it.
Well, and I know, I've heard some.
We get that cleaned up. I'm all for paying them what they need to stay. But, you know, how many years have we thrown money at education, folks? And it hadn't gotten any better. It's not getting any better. I mean, we're on the verge of collapse there in Montgomery County now. And throwing money at us is not going to help the problem. There's got to be accountability.
You know, in my mind, they need to jump over a few more hurdles. With this intervention going on, they have slightly improved since the initial intervention.
Yeah,
but it's still not great.
But we have a pretty new school board,
right?
And we got to give them a chance. Now, they've been in there, what? When were they elected? 18?
Right.
Yeah. So if we don't see some results, some appreciable results by the end of probably by the middle of 2020,
right,
then we need to reassess.
Yeah, well, I'm not holding out much hope for it, but you know, I wish for the best, but I'm just not seeing it. It's too much bureaucracy, too much politics. You're just not going to get anything done in education until somebody gets there and cleans the mess up. Yeah, I mean, you couldn't work for private industry being the kind of employee that some of them are. I mean, they'd fire you in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, well, it's a big issue. It's going to be one of those issues I think we will be talking about for years to come. I appreciate the call, JR.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Thanks.
272-9228 if you want to get on the conversation. Like I mentioned earlier, there's a second whistleblower against the president of these United States.
Yeah, I know. I heard about that this weekend.
Have you ever heard of anything like that? Like, it's just, it's weird.
How do they blow a whistle? How many people listen to these conversations?
I know.
That's what I want to know. Where the hell is the security on these calls?
Well, and I actually found an article from a left-wing source, Matt Taibbi. He writes for Rolling Stone. So this is not some conservative think piece. But he has a piece out today saying, are these whistleblowers actually whistleblowers? And what he does is he compares these folks that we still don't know their name, they're protected by law, blah, 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 all true. But they don't even compare to the classic whistleblowers that have been coming out. Even people that many Americans don't like, that's kind of part of being a whistleblower. People don't like then Bradley Manning, now Chelsea Manning. A lot of people don't like Edward Snowden. There's Van Buren, that guy came out from the Bush administration, the State Department, I believe, and blew the whistle. But the idea is that this seems too orchestrated in a way to be true whistleblowing, and given we now have the REO Speedwagon part of the whistleblower statute, heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another, you're messing around, and that's now allowable in whistleblower complaints. I don't think there's any limiting principle.
How many whistleblowers in the Obama administration?
Well, they committed no fouls.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the only it wasn't a whistleblower. It was an open mic. Tell Vladimir after the election I'll have more flexibility or whatever it was.
Oh, one of my favorite whistleblowers, he's making the rounds when Snowden came out. He's a disabled vet, but he's a former NSA engineer, William Binney. And he laid out that we had a lot of this information and structure systems ready to go before 9/11 that people now know under Patriot Act and whatnot. The NSA had it constructed, and they're just waiting for an excuse to turn it on. And they did. Those folks are whistleblowers to me. You know his name. He took the heat, and he has firsthand specific technical information to hand you. These guys, we don't know who they are, and it seems like something I could have done sitting from here in Montgomery. Oh, let's take some press reports here, some rumor and innuendo over here, and talk about a call we haven't even heard. But apparently the second whistleblower now has firsthand information. Oh, of a call that everybody now has seen? And, of course, there's ongoing testimony from folks in the Trump State Department, Volcker and Sondland and many others. And we still haven't seen, I think, the full interviews there. There's a lot going on. Here's my bottom line on impeachment, Jack. There's news breaking 3-4 times a day on this stuff, and it's drip, drip, drip. It's designed to spin and to massage public opinion and to play to the respective bases of the Democratic and Republican parties, and I'm just waiting for all the facts. I learned this with the Mueller saga. Just wait. It's okay to say we don't know yet what's going on. I don't think Trump's going to be impeached because Republicans control the Senate, or I don't think he'll be convicted. And the House, I think, might have to impeach. You know, how bad would it look for Nancy Pelosi to walk this back now? But what a mess. And then we have some more international news. But, folks, you can go wherever you like. 272-9228. You want to call in, talk about the mayor's race and the interview we just did with Stephen Reed. We want to talk about the schools, public education, or charter schools. Apparently there's a new principal at Lee Academy now. They found one quick. Anything
Lee,
else?
Lee.
272-9228. 272-9228. News and views from 9 to noon with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. You're giving me that look, Jack.
I know.
What kind of look is that? It's hard to read you.
I know.
You're like a sage. Like you speak in riddles and glances. Anyway, I'm going to try to figure out what Jack's trying to say, this riddle he's throwing at me. We'll be right back.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fox Tonight. Critics and fans are raving about Prodigal Son.
I'm flattered.
TV Guide raves. It's Silence of the Lambs meets family dysfunction and gleefully twisted.
Nothing like a little murder to cheer you up.
And the New York Times calls it too much fun to watch.
It's genius.
Well, that's my specialty.
But first.
911, what's your emergency?
All-new 911, followed by an all-new Prodigal Son.
Tonight on Fox 20.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a Boston report.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell. We just had mayoral candidate Stephen Reed on, and at 11 o'clock we will have candidate David Woods on, both in a runoff tomorrow for the mayor's race. First of all, I was in the bathroom today.
Well, I certainly hope you didn't skip it.
No. And I noticed that I was in there longer than I wanted to be, but I looked around and I thought, you know, this place is so outdated, and I've been saying this, I really do need to do a tub conversion into a shower. And if, you know, look no farther, if we're using correct grammar, than Bath Innovations of Alabama. They have a showroom at 2331 East Boulevard, which is across the boulevard from Home Depot. They have a big duck outside, so you'll know exactly where they are. And inside, you can go and see some of the great furnishings they have, some products you might want, like new toilets, new sinks, new tile, new tub. They can do conversions. They can really spruce up your bathroom from drab to beautiful. They've been around a while. You can look them up on Facebook.
Yes.
It's Bath Innovations of Alabama. You can look them on Facebook and see some before and afters that are really incredible, as well as go to their website, which is bathinnovations.com. 277-2723. That's 277-2723. They can come out and give you a free estimate of what it'll take to make your bathroom into, whatever you want to, however you want to make it look.
Make it beautiful.
Make it beautiful. Make it more functional and efficient.
I wonder, and I know this will run the spot long, but you ever thought about having a bidet installed?
I have not personally.
I've thought about it. I've never taken it real seriously. But, one of these days I'd like to have a bidet. Anyway, I've shared too much.
That is, and I have no idea why. But anyway.
Just to be nail squeaky clean.
Well, but you will be.
Let's go back to the phones. 272-9228. Let's talk to Bud. Hey, Bud, how you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. Life is good. How about yourself? Other than the fact Auburn played like trash.
Well, defense looked amazing, but Bo Nix showed his age.
Yeah, he did. He really did look like a true freshman for once. It was ugly. Very, very ugly. I needed to start drinking again is all I can say. It was bad. I wanted to put my two cents in as far as the school issue, Montgomery County Public School System. And actually what I'll do is message you, Joey, for your email. I want to send you the official, document that it takes to get rid of a tenured teacher in the state of Alabama.
I'd love to see that. I was looking forward to having that.
You got
to
jump through hoops to do that.
It is. It takes 3 full years, goes all the way up to the Alabama Supreme Court. They're getting paid the entire time. A taxpayer's footing the bills for everything. And it doesn't matter how lovely a building looks on the outside. If the foundation is cracked, it's going to come tumbling down. And that's where we're really facing. We have state issues, which cause part of the problems, but then we also have Montgomery County school system issues that also compound those problems. I know Dr. Elise Keith, she was on a show last week, and she was talking about a teacher who's missed 150 days of work in 1 year. They physically, in Montgomery County Public School System, she would not go into detail, but she says they're doing a financial audit because there is embezzlement that has gone on, and these people are on paid leave while it's going through the process. And again, this can go through an entire 3 years when the forensic evidence, if it does indeed show that they've been embezzling, we are still funding the problem. Montgomery County spends over $10,000 per student in the public school system. I had my daughter graduate from Brew Tech Magnet. I put my son through ACA. Do you know how many wonderful private schools you could put a child through if you were given a $10,000 voucher and say, go to any private school you want to in Montgomery County?
Oh, absolutely. My parents would have loved that for Catholic. Absolutely.
And so if we throw more money into the Montgomery County public school system with actually having an ability for us through statute to control aspects of the Montgomery County public school system, we are throwing good money after bad because the foundational issues have not been resolved. And it doesn't matter if it's Stephen Reed or Mr. Woods or whoever the case may be. The only way if we're really looking at putting more money into the school system, we have to have a serious look at either going to charter school systems and magnet school systems to where we can bypass these tenure laws, or we go to a Montgomery City public school system where we do have control over that, and we will be able to raise funds through taxation and receive still funds through the Montgomery County taxation system.
Well, I think listening to both candidates for mayor and listening to the current mayor and so many others, what it seems to be now is trying to make the current county system work, because if you move to a city system, I believe Mayor Strange did a study into it, it is a heavy lift, not just in terms of money, but all the bureaucracy.
And so we would, honestly, we would need to petition the state legislature to give Montgomery City an ability to be involved, whether it's through setting standards, whether it's an ability to decide who is the city superintendent, whatever the case may be. But honestly, we would be insane to throw good money after bad. I mean, I just don't see any way, other way to do it.
Amen.
That's just my two cents, sir.
Appreciate it, bud.
Appreciate it, bud.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
And before we hit a break here, let's go and talk to Pat. Hey, Pat.
Hey, I had a quick question. I listened to part of the interview with Stephen Reed, and I was just wondering, did anybody call in and ask him whether or not that ad that he's running against David Woods is actually factual?
No, I didn't. I mentioned in the beginning of the show that y'all are, it's been a fairly civil race, you know. And I said, David is launching a tax that you spent $22,000 on out of state trips, and you're saying he's whatever, failed businessman.
He was sued. I saw the ad during the Auburn game, yeah.
But, No, we didn't
go into detail with it.
We did not.
Yeah, I would be curious to know what his reaction would have been, because it just seems a little bit outrageous with no basis. I think ads like that, if they're not factual, the person should be held accountable for it in one way or another. It's just to me, I mean, in all political ads, not just our mayoral race, but it's just to me, I feel like you should have some sort of accountability for what you put out there. So I personally don't believe any of it. You know, I saw the word liar. I didn't really listen to the ad closely. But, you know, the word liars, you know, pasted up on the TV, and, you know, that is the last thing David Woods is.
So, no, I agree. Yeah. I agree. David is a straight-up stellar guy. And But, then, you know, and I'm not jumping on you, but, you know, we had a lot of questions, and Stephen did tend to give long answers, but our callers were welcome to call in and ask any of those questions.
I know. I caught the end of the interview. I didn't know if that had been brought up. So,
but I mean, anyway. You make a good point. So,
yeah. Well, thanks for having him on.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Appreciate your call, Pat.
Thank you so much, Pat. And we got to hit a break again, folks. News and views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell. We will field a call about pretty much just anything, as long as the FCC allows it. 272-9228, 272-9228. We'll be right back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event, October 7th through the 12th. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, and bedding plants. Plus, 50% off on outdoor furniture and pottery. Join us Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 1 for a free hot dog, chips, and drink while shopping great sales throughout the store. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and enjoy lunch on us during the fall sales event this weekend, October 7th through the 12th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Join News Talk 93.1 on the Midway at the Alabama National Fair, October 4th through the 14th. Win free prizes. Meet the on-air personalities. See you at the Alabama National Fair, where News Talk 93.1.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at alahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 158-6368, an equal housing lender.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are broadly lower on Wall Street, with technology and industrial stocks hit the hardest overseas. Investors skittish about Brexit and the U.S.-China trade talks, where Beijing is reportedly pushing for a limited trade agreement. Some Amazon workers getting the go-ahead to pursue claims against the e-commerce giant. This after the Supreme Court turned away an appeal by Amazon, which wants to avoid a lawsuit over warehouse workers' pay. The workers want to get compensated for the time it takes them to go through extensive post-shift security screenings. And speaking of store security, a Florida woman facing multiple charges after authorities say she climbed into the ceiling of a Big Lots store to avoid a shoplifting arrest. Deputies trying to catch her for 5 hours. A news release saying she ignored commands to come down and instead would move to other sections of the ceiling. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Finally, this is the day the leading edge of cooler air moves through the state with showers and thunderstorms, we hope, ahead of it, especially by this afternoon and into the evening hours. High today will be in the upper 80s. Much more comfortable air behind the front. Tomorrow will hold on to a small rain chance tonight and tomorrow. The highs will be in the mid to upper 80s, but very low humidity. Comfortable at night, low to mid 60s, and near 60 by Thursday night. Not bad. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Apply online or visit your local branch. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. You know, it's not like when we turn off these microphones, we just shut up for 4 minutes.
I wish you would.
Well, fine, Jack. I know how you feel now. No, that's just Jack's way of saying he loves me.
Yeah, that's what it is. How you doing?
It's kind of like an old marriage. If you come home and you ask your wife how you doing, and she's like stone cold, doesn't say a word, Oh, that's bad. But if she fusses at you, it's probably fine.
Yeah.
So thank you for fussing at me,
Sure
Jack.
There, Joey.
Yeah. I didn't suggest that we're, like, married or anything. I didn't mean that. It's just the first thing that came to mind. Anyway, 272-9228. That's the phone number to call us. And that's exactly what John DeVoe did. Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Hey, Joey. Hey, Jack. How y'all doing?
All right. How's it going?
It's going well. Peace and blessings to you, my spirit and dear.
And with your spirit.
You guys are coming through loud and clear. On the World Wide Web on my cell phone.
Well, good.
As far as the education system is concerned, it's my position that the magnet school standard, if the best education a child can get at a Montgomery Public School is a magnet school education, then those standards should be set for all students across the board, and everybody required to meet them. And there should basically be two school systems in the city of Montgomery and in the county of Montgomery. And that is one for children ages fetus to 6 years old, and another one for ages 7 years old until they're 18 years old or whatever age they are when they graduate from high school and go on to college. And that's just it. And everybody just be required to meet those standards, the same standards. Because if we're doing, you know, we know how to educate children. We're doing it. We're doing it in the magnet schools.
Well, that's right. And I've always said, why can't every school be a magnet school?
And I agree with you. I agree with you. And set those standards across the board for everybody. Now, in the election on tomorrow, it's my position that no one that doesn't live on the campus of Alabama State University, and I feel this way for personal reasons, no one that doesn't live on that campus should be required to go on that campus and have to deal with anybody in a position of authority in any way on that campus while they're trying to go and vote in peace. If they don't live on the campus, then they should have a separate polling place for the people that go and vote at the Acadome that don't live on that campus. And that polling place at the Acadome should only apply to people that live on that campus. Everybody else should, you know, be able to vote at the Church of the Ascension or some other place, you know, in the community.
What's your reason for that?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but listen, if you all have me on the show, I'd love to come and talk about it, sure enough.
We don't just bring people on because they have one issue they want to talk about. But
listen, this issue is a major issue. Of course, we can talk about anything while I'm there.
Why? Do people who don't live there, who come there, do they feel intimidated?
I just know that last September, when I was an independent write-in candidate for the House District 77 election, at that time, I used to have... I used to go over to the student center at the Garrett, because, you know, I live in Patterson Court. It's right across the street from the university.
Right, right.
So I go over to the student center and have breakfast while watching C-SPAN on TV.
Mm-hmm.
When the library opened, which it's a public campus, it's a public library, I've always been told by the director and the people at the library that anybody's welcome there, because it's a public library like any other public library in the city of Montgomery. So after I have breakfast at the student center, I go to the library, which opens at 8, and do whatever I have to do on the computer. After I finish that, then I go on with the rest of my day. On this particular day, I'm leaving the library. I come through the student center. I'm going to go to Family Dollar and get some Kool-Aid, go back to my apartment afterwards. When two campus police officers came up to me, interrogated me, asked me who I was, handcuffed me, took me over to the campus police department, and then interrogated me some more, and then issued me a no trespassing citation that I've been trying to get lifted by anybody over there that has the authority to lift it for over a year. I don't wish that treatment that I've received. Listen, I went to an ASU Hornet football game this past Saturday, and as soon as a campus police officer saw me that was aware of that situation, they made me leave the game. I don't wish that treatment on my worst enemy or my best friend and anybody trying to go over there and vote like I got to do tomorrow. That polling place for anybody who lives on that campus needs to be moved somewhere else and utilize that Acadome as a polling place or whatever else they want to have it over there just for the people that live over there.
Well, John, I encourage you to still go and
you know,
try tomorrow.
I see your point.
Yeah, it's a fair point, but... I encourage you to still go vote tomorrow. If you have issues, you can call us back.
Call the sheriff's office if you have an issue.
Right.
Because where am I supposed to go? And deal with the campus police over there trying to go over to the Acadome and vote in that building over there? Where am I supposed to go and vote?
Tell them you're going to vote. If you have any trouble, just tell them that.
You have your phone with you, and make sure you key in whatever the sheriff's department phone number is, and if they intimidate you and tell you to get off campus and not allow you to vote, you, by God, you call the sheriff's department.
Listen, on that day that happened, I had my cell phone, but I didn't have access to it, because once a police officer comes up to you like that, you're under their authority until they give you permission to leave.
Well, they're like runner cops. Those guys don't have jurisdiction. Oh, they have jurisdiction over students. If you're in a public building, they don't have jurisdiction over you unless you've committed a crime.
Well, but John,
I just told you what happened to me on that campus.
Right.
Well,
and
we
wish you. I've been trying to get it corrected for over a year.
Right. Well, we wish you.
I've been trying to get an appointment with President Ross for over a year.
Well, that's right.
And the chairman of the board of trustees over there for over a year.
John, we wish you the best. We got to go. Call's gone on a little too long. Yes.
Well, thank you.
And with your spirit. I feel like there's more to that story.
Well, maybe.
On the initial arrest.
But let's face it, John DeVoe is basically harmless.
I agree.
He might be a little touched, but he's harmless.
Yeah, I don't mind John. It's just sometimes.
Hey, Ash, you lighten up on John DeVoe. Let him vote.
Yeah.
Let him come use the library, unless he's over there bathing and stuff.
Well, and we got to hit a break here. Quick break. It's only a 30-second break. Before we do, though, this part of the program brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage.
It certainly is.
Kim Williams and her team. Such wonderful, wonderful
people.
They're
good folks.
They really are good folks because, well, they're looking out for your best interest. They are looking out for you even when your situation doesn't allow you to really get your first home and get a mortgage. They'll tell you. They'll be straightforward. And then they'll say, here's how you can fix your situation. Come on back. And it's that sort of just honest, brutal truth on your situation that keeps people coming back to Alabama Home Mortgage time and time again. Folks like Bo Holt, who called in this program last week, he just refinanced again. And with Christmas coming up, folks, or maybe you want to do home improvements regardless of the holidays, it's really smart to go pull equity out of your home, refinance at a lower rate. It worked out for Bo Holt, worked out for a lot of people who have gone by Alabama Home Mortgage. Kim and her team are very easy to work with, very accessible. Give them a call, 567-4223. Again, that number for Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web now at alabamahomemortgage.com, all spelled out. It used to be ALAHomemortgage.com. Now it's alabamahomemortgage.com. They're, of course, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1586368. Give Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams a call today and see what they can do for you, whether you're looking to buy that home for the first time or refinance your current home. As I just mentioned, we got to hit another break here. Coming back.
MLS?
I had mentioned that
earlier. Did you?
Yeah.
Okay, I was.
See, you're not even. You're not even.
I was in the zone. I'm sorry. Well, sorry.
I don't want to disturb you when you're in the zone. We'll be back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. And on the web at ALAHomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender.
The River Region's first and only News Talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. You're listening to WACV 93.1 with Joey Clark and Jack Campbell.
Indeed.
We'll be here until noon, and at 11 o'clock, we have mayoral candidate David Woods, who will spend the next hour with us. We had Stephen Reed on from the first hour of the program. So we're getting both fellows' perspectives on what their plans are for being mayor of Montgomery.
Indeed, indeed. Because the race ends, the election is tomorrow.
Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Where you voted in the mayor's primary race, you will vote tomorrow in the runoff. And there are three runoffs in the city. Well, there's citywide runoff for mayor. But so every precinct will be open.
Well, and the big, just real quick, big international news I hinted at earlier is Trump plans to pull troops from northern Syria, it's northeast Syria, as Turkey readies an offensive. Turkey's run by a true Islamist, Erdogan. Some, you might even use the word neo-Ottoman. Think of the old Ottoman Empire that collapsed after World War I. And this makes me very nervous. I like the idea of bringing troops home, but for the time being, ever since we pulled most of the troops, the lion's share of troops out of Syria, there have been a few hundred American troops, essentially a sentry post, backing up the Kurds, making sure ISIS doesn't resurface. Trump has ordered, and it's thrown the Pentagon. Lindsey Graham is, I'm fit to be tied. He's just so, he's a little frustrated. He's been tweeting like crazy.
He's mad at the president.
Yeah, he thinks this is a very bad action. It'll allow ISIS to jump back in. Now, no partners will ever partner up with us again now that we've stabbed the Kurds in the back. Because Erdogan sees the Kurdish party in his own country, they've labeled them a terrorist group. So Turkey's going to lead an offensive into northern Syria, and it could be even more than that. We'll see where it goes. Things are heating up in the Middle East. I just had to mention that real quick. We'll be following more what happens with that tomorrow, because a lot is going on very quickly. Of course, the president is defending himself on Twitter. We'll bring some of that defense to you when we can. But for now, let's go back to the phones and let's talk to Clint. Hey, Clint, how are you doing?
Hey, guys.
How's it going, Clint?
Good. Mr. Campbell, get out of the Twilight Zone. Sound like that's what you said you're in.
Yeah, I was. I was responding to a text, which kind of drives me crazy during the show.
Well, I just want to echo a few calls back. I'm going to miss you guys the next 5 months. I'm heading out to Houston, Texas tomorrow, so I ain't going to be able to listen to you guys for a while.
Why are you going to Houston?
I got a thing called a JOB.
Oh, okay. Well, great.
Well, wait, so Clint, do you have a cell phone? Well, you're calling.
Yeah, but I ain't going to have time to listen to it. I just want to comment on what he said. I think this is a good move for News and Views. It's a more friendlier caller program now. And you guys are just laid back, and you're doing a fine job.
Well, thank you, Clint. We appreciate that, especially coming from you, because we know you're a loyal listener.
Oh, I sure am, and I'm enjoying it. Just like your the caller said, it's a good change. And I hope you guys are hearing when I get back.
Yeah, well, so. Well, if the creeks don't rise and, you know, we'll be here.
What about that plume downtown?
Well, it could
in
rise.
Houston, man, they ain't got good talk radio in Houston. You know, you got Hannity and Ingram. You got all the top.
National guys. Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't have good local talk radio like Montgomery does.
Have you found a place to live yet?
Oh, yeah, I'm staying with family. I have family out there.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's great.
Yeah, so rent-free. Well, not totally. But
stay in touch. If you can't listen and you see some breaking news and you want to talk to your old buddies, give us a call, Clint.
Well, if I have time to get on the iPad, I can tune in, but I usually don't have that time, so... But keep it up the good work, guys.
Well, we will, and thank you so much. And good luck in your job.
All right,
Houston,
thank you.
Houston's a big-ass place, I'll tell you that.
Indeed.
Yes, it is.
I have to, if I'm going to Austin and I'm driving, because I used to live in Austin, I go visit a lot, I have to time my entire trip of what time of day I go through Houston. And there really isn't a good time to go through Houston, but...
No. Well, you don't want to hit Houston at 7... Between 7:10 in the morning, because you ain't going nowhere. You're going to be stuck in traffic 2 or 3 hours.
The best time to hit it is around noon or 1,
exactly.
Unless it's a Friday, and a lot of people leave work early on Friday, and you get into that. Now, it doesn't matter if I go to, not anyway, it doesn't matter, but sometimes I have to go all the way through Houston and get through Katy and then...